Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk just a little bit about this one more time, and then I want to put it to rest. Because I think we're doing ourselves, everyone in this country, a disservice. I don't think two wrongs make a right, and I think both sides are in the wrong. But I see a bigger picture that is deeply concerning to me. It is divide and conquer, and we the people are being fooled. We're being fooled and accepting something that we should not. They are crying racism, but that runs both ways. Those who hate the president for not being one of them, and for being, yes, some of them hate him for being white. But it's obvious to me, his language was inappropriate in Alabama. That I will not defend. He created a problem with his language. But the actions of the NFL players, I think, is hurting America. It's not getting their point across. And the language on the football field is far worse. Two wrongs don't make a right. It's far worse than what the president said. However, two wrongs don't make a right. We, the American people, need to wake up and realize we're being played by the media. Everyone. If you think you're oppressed when you make millions of dollars running around on a football field, then go somewhere else and use your wealth to help others. Don't kneel in disrespect for all America. And for the Congresswoman who decided to take a knee, whoever hired her should reconsider and fire her the next election. She's on a bandwagon for attention only. They have the right, we have the right to protest. We have the right to take a knee. We have the right to do lots of things. But what the scripture says out of 1 Corinthians 10:23. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. That's out of the New International Version. The King James Version says it like this. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. They hate the president. But President Donald Trump is not the flag. The position of the president is never even mentioned in the national anthem, in any of the words. The flag does not stand, nor does it wave for President Donald Trump honor. No. The flag is all America. It represents all Americans. If you hate all America, if you are that oppressed and that miserable, and I'm including Hollywood elite, the socialist Dems, Democrats, the globalist rhinos, then leave. Because you cannot have our republic and destroy liberty for everyone. It is a divide and conquer. We are being labeled, whether it's by our race, whether it's by where we live, our occupation, how much money we make. We are being labeled. Those in mid-America, those who are the middle class, are now termed deplorables because you didn't agree with us or we didn't agree with you. When did we become a nation that couldn't stand opposition? I don't agree with taking a knee on the national anthem because you hate the President of the United States. They have something they want to say. Do it another way. But it isn't him you're slapping down. It's all of America you're slapping down. And you're not serving your purpose. God has been removed from the heart of this country. And unfortunately, from many of its people. So if we're heading into a civil war, what exactly is this war about? Have you thought about that? What exactly would we be fighting? I personally don't have any problems with other races. I really don't. So what would we be fighting about? There's only one thing worth fighting about. And that's your ability to stand up for God and what is right. There's always going to be people who don't like you for one reason or another. You're not going to get that legislated away. Our founding fathers saw a vision of a nation run by its people. And right now the people are running. They're being dictated to by D.C. We're being fooled by mainstream media and led with lies. Why are we listening? When will the scales fall off of our eyes and we'll see the truth for what it really is? That we, all of us, we the people, are all being played for fools. Football isn't that important. Liberty is. The men and women who died for this country, they're important. More so than whoever sits in the White House. Congress is the swamp. They're the ones legislating. They're the ones, and mainstream media is helping them label you, and so does the alternative news label you. The king thought we were deplorables as well. But we are one people, and only when we are one people, regardless of our race, regardless of our gender, regardless of our occupation and where we live, if we don't stand as one people and realize that as a body, all parts are necessary, we will lose everything and our children will be condemned to a slavery unlike anything any one of us has ever seen. It's time to stop playing games and start getting serious about what's going on in this country and in our lives. Will you stand for God? I have an article here. We're going to get on to what's really happening. What's going on with the deep state? What's going on with our nation? And why and how are they going to change it? This is coming from Secretary Ryan Zinke. And we'll share that with you when we come back. Thank you. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethan help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethan are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, this is coming from the Associated Press, but I got it from Newsmax. And it is Secretary, and I think he pronounces the E on the end of his name, but I'm not 100% sure, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. And he was talking Monday. He was giving a speech, and he was talking about the Department of Interior and how there's at least a third of the Interior employees not loyal, the title says, to Trump, but when he spoke, he said, to the flag. I want to share this with you because I found several things in it extremely interesting. He's a former Navy SEAL. And he said he knew when he took over. Now, this part I had to circle because I thought, wow. 70,000 employee department in March, that I got 30% of the crew that's not loyal to the flag. Okay, first of all, 70,000 employees? That's huge. How many of those are really necessary? I'm wondering. Maybe the third that aren't loyal are the ones not necessary. Let's go on. That's not what the article's about. That was just Beth's mind going out there. In a speech to an oil industry group, Zinke compared Interior, the Department of Interior to a pirate ship that captures a prize ship at sea, and only the captain and the first mate row over. Only the captain and the first mate row over to finish the mission. The prize ship is captured at sea. I want you to think about this picture. But only the first mate and the captain row over to finish the mission. He says, we do have good people, but the direction has to be clear, and you've got to hold people accountable. Well, we've been saying that for a long time, haven't we? Zinke's comments echoed complaints by some of the White House allies that have a permanent deep state in Washington has sabotaged the president's efforts to remake the government. Now, when we talk about remake the government, we all know, and it's been a joke for a long time, about government red tape. You can't beat City Hall, they used to say. This has been going on for a long, long time. And it's time to bring it down. But I'm thinking 70,000 employees? Like I said, that's not what it's about, but that's stuck in my head. Zinke did not go that far. It's at Zinke's comments and that echoed these complaints. Now, if you know, we've had some people that recently left the White House talking about the deep state that's keeping the President of the United States and his administration from restoring the republic. They don't put it like that, but that's what they're trying to do. Bring common sense back in and restore the constitutional republic. I think he didn't go that far, but he lamented a government culture that prizes analysis over action, saying, there's too many ways in the present process for someone who doesn't want to get a regulatory action done to put it on a holding pattern. To remedy that, he says, pursuing a major reorganization that would push much of the agency's decision-making outside Washington and move several agencies, including the Bureau of Reclamation and the Bureau of Land Management, to undetermined western states. Move them out of D.C. and put them somewhere else. Well, we know how corrupt the Bureau of Land Management is. That's the BLM. We know how corrupt they are. The moves, he says, follow military strategy. You push your generals where the fight is. Now, part of me is wondering, okay, is he saying he's going to push the BLM where the fight is in the West? Is that where the fight is? Or is the fight really within the BLM and their corrupt nature? I'm trying to figure this out. While details remain largely under wraps, he says, it's going to be huge. He said in a speech he was making before the National Petroleum Council, an advisory committee that includes leaders of the oil and gas industry. He said, I really can't change the culture without changing the structure. Besides moving employees out of D.C., Zinke said he wants to speed up permits for oil drilling, logging, and other energy development that now can take years. I found that interesting. He says, the president wants it yesterday, referring to permits for energy development. We have to do it by the law, though. He talked about other things. The Endangered Species Act was one of them. He said the Endangered Species Act is abused by bureaucracy, by bureaucrats, and environmental groups. and it needs to be reformed to less arbitrary. There is no off-ramp, and we know that. There's no off-ramp for species to be removed from the protected list. Ezekiel also offered a quirky defense of hydraulic fracking, fracturing, a drilling technique also known as fracking, that has led to a years-long energy boom in the U.S., with sharply increased production in oil and natural gas. It is the reason that things have boomed. He said fracking is proof that God's got a sense, a good sense of humor, and that he loves us. I don't know how he comes up with that quirky little comment. I think 70,000, this is my opinion, he's not even mentioned that in here, other than he's going to move some of these people out of D.C., and put them down where the land is. Maybe if they live on the land, they'll understand the land, but I'm not sure that's what he means by that. But if you remember, we had the Heartland Institute on, a year and a half ago, and they were talking about, maybe 2 years ago when I had this gentleman on, they were talking about doing away with the EPA department that's in D.C. and making it states sovereign. So Missouri would have their own. Nebraska would have their own. Illinois would have their own. We all have different land, different topography, different industries, different natural resources within each state. That's what makes the United States of America so unique. We are diverse. We need to embrace that diversity in our industry as well as in our people. Because that's what makes us great. And we've forgotten that. We have forgotten that. But the bureaucracy and the deep state, it didn't just happen. I know everybody wants to blame President Barack Obama. It didn't just happen during Obama's administration 8 years. It got deeper. But it was going on in Bush administrations. It was going on in the Clinton administration. And the Department of Education got larger under President Ronald Reagan. The president the Republicans all like to love. It was my dad's favorite. Shared a birthday, even. If they will downsize the bureaucracy that is reigning over we the people, you will see things begin to change. As far as production, industries, farming, ranching, small businesses of all kinds. We will flourish as a nation if we will just pull the stopper out. That doesn't mean all regulations need to go away. No, we have to have some, but not like we're being controlled now. When we come back, I'm going to have a guest. Don Terry Kerr is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about, I want a great home loan. But he is so involved, we're going to talk about lots of things. So hang on. He's a lot of fun to talk with. And I'm going to give the number out, 877-895-5410. And Don and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. I was just thinking, man, I squeaked just then. And we have returned. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And as I promised you when we went into that last break, we were going to have Don Carriker with us again today. And he is with us now. And Don, how are you doing today? Is your morning going well?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing okie dokie. It's
okay.
It's a pretty day here in the state of Missouri. So we need the rain awful bad, though. We do need the rain.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be coming, so that's a good thing.
So
cooling down a little bit.
Last time we talked about almost everything except your business.
Well, it's kind of how I roll, I guess. It's just a matter of trying to help people as best I can is my job. So, but yeah, I do home lending for a business. Been doing that about 20 years
mm-hmm.
here in the Springfield, Southwest Missouri area. Lived here for about 32 years now. Pulled my wife out by the roots from Ohio.
Oh, my goodness. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, she loves it here, though. It's home definitely for our whole family.
But, wonderful.
Yeah, we help out a lot of folks. We're actually the number one lender in purchases in the state of Missouri for the last 2 years straight, beating out all the big names.
Well, that's good. That's good. I always like it when independents beat out the big guys.
Yeah, we're based out of St. Louis. The parent company is called DAS Acquisitions, and they're based out of St. Louis. They're a Missouri company, been around for many, many years. But, yeah, the things I do like to help people, because a lot of people don't understand about how home lending works. It's the most expensive thing you're going to buy, and it's probably the most misunderstood thing that you know, loans and things that you can never buy. I mean, it's really, it can be difficult sometimes.
Well, speaking as one of those people who doesn't understand, I will say it's always kind of scary when you got to sign that loan and you see how much money you're going to be owing. It's a little scary. I mean, I know it's an investment, you know, but it's a little scary when you sign that dotted line and pledge to pay that big loan back. And of course, you do that on a monthly basis, but it is a little scary and it is something that's foreign to a lot of us.
Yeah, and that's for me being an ex-teacher. I call myself a recovering teacher. I go ahead and try to teach everybody that I meet, whether I talk to them on the phone from all over the state of Missouri, or nationwide, or if they're local, I just try to teach them what kind of things to do to prepare and to get the best home loan possible. Because the site is iwantagreathomeloan.com. And there's a reason I came up with that, and it's because, I do want you to get a great home loan, and you want one, whoever's going to get one. And there's things you can do. Even if you raise, for example, there may be times where if you raise your credit score 1 point, it could make a difference between getting a loan and not getting one, or getting a loan that will save you tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So there's many different things to look at, and you can go to the website. There's all sorts of videos and training materials on the website. I don't make you log in or anything. So you can go on there. People can go on there and just view the websites and the training videos and get a good education. I did want to give I always try to give tips and things when I'm talking to folks, when I'm talking about business. Now, we didn't do it last time.
Let's give a tip.
We weren't really talking about business. But,
we were talking about everything else, but weren't we?
Yeah, the MRA and everything else. But, the main, I don't know how much time we have between now and the next break. I don't know if I want to give that out
now. You got a couple of minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
A couple minutes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's something called credit freezing, and you heard that Equifax just got hacked.
Oh, yes.
And virtually, if you're in the Midwest, you got hacked. Because you do business, Equifax is based out of the Midwest, and that's who reports to them. And so if you are one of those people that lives in the Midwest and does business with companies from the Midwest, all your information is out there now, including birth date, Social Security number, and all that kind of stuff. And probably when we come back from the break, I'll tell you how you can protect yourself from having major problems in the near future.
Okay.
Regarding that hack.
Okay. You've got time to do it now, I think.
Oh,
we've got a
great.
Few minutes here. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'll send you a clock. I think I already told you I was going to do that, and I forgot. I'll send you a clock.
No problem. What you need to do is it's very inexpensive, or it might even be free, depending on what state you're in, to freeze your credit. And what that means is it means that no one, including yourself, can open up new accounts in your name. And it's called a credit freeze. And in Missouri, it costs $5 per bureau. So for TransUnion, it's $5. Equifax, it's $5. And Experian is $5. And when you freeze it, once you get your credit frozen, no one can open up an account in your name. And you can leave it that way until you need to get credit for, like, buying a car, or if you need to do, something like that. You can still use your credit cards. That's a misunderstanding. When you freeze your credit, it doesn't stop you from using your credit cards.
What it does is
it stops It stops new accounts from being able to be opened. And so the hackers are going to get your information, and the first thing they're going to try to do is open new accounts in your name using, basically doing identity theft. And I heard a quote today, 1% of identity theft is brought to where people are actually punished. Only 1%. That's pathetic.
Wow.
When you have millions of people doing it every single day, and 1% are incarcerated or brought up on charges. That's just terrible. So freeze your credit. You can go to my website. There's links there on how to do it, and it will tell you how to freeze your credit. And I've had mine frozen for years, and I don't know. I'll call you on the spot. Do you have yours frozen, Bethann?
No, I don't.
You need to.
Okay, now I just told the entire world that they can go hack me.
Well, anybody, really, everybody is out there. I would say, I don't even know what the statistics are, but I would say probably less than 10% of all people out there have their credit frozen. when it should be, you know, 1% should not have their credit frozen because they've got bad credit in the first place. If you got terrible credit, don't worry about it because it's probably not going to do anything.
So
make any
on
difference.
Your
no
website,
one can use your,
on mm-hmm. your on your website, you have instructions on how to get that done.
I have a link
okay.
to where you can freeze your credit, and I would highly recommend everybody go there sometime this weekend, freeze your credit, and the most important thing, the only drawback, the negative of this is you'll be creating a PIN or you'll be assigned a PIN, and it is a pain to fix it if you lose it.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to go through, you know, notarized documents and all that kind of stuff.
So when you need to open a credit, when you need to open something up, how do you unfreeze it for yourself?
It's easy. You can do it within just a few minutes, either online or over the phone. You call up that bureau. Like if I'm going to buy a car in Missouri area,
mm-hmm.
most of the time they're just going to pull Equifax. So I don't thaw all three. I only thaw Equifax, and I thaw them for a day or two. And I tell the person doing the loan, hey, you've got this day and that day to pull my credit. You don't get it done by then, you know, you're going to need to pay me $5 or $10 so that I can thaw it again. But nine times out of ten, it happens fine, and they pull the credit, and then it goes back. It reverts back to being frozen.
Okay.
So it's like a light switch, or not a light switch, but it's like a timer. You turn it on. And it stays on forever until you thaw it. And then when you thaw it for a time period. And then after that time period goes off, it goes back to being frozen. You don't have to pay to freeze it again. So
okay.
It's super cheap insurance. It's
okay.
$15
okay.
for all three bureaus.
I want to give your website for that. It's iwantagreathomeloan.com. Very simple.
Yep.
iwantagreathomeloan.com. Apparently all of mid-Missouri is affected by this Equifax hack. Hacked into Equifax and hacked into all of us. And, you know, that's Equifax is going to have to pay for that. They're really going to have to pay for that, I hope. But you need to freeze your credit by doing this. You just find out how you can do that. Don't wait till the weekend. I know you usually do a show on Fridays. You don't have to wait till the weekend. This is Tuesday. iwantagreathomeloan.com and go figure out how you can safety guard yourself. Okay, freeze your credit, safety guard yourself. We're going into a break. Calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Dawn and Beth Ann will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries,
Those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school. Whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college, the convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with a good friend, Don Carriker. He is now a sponsor of the show. He's going to be with us twice a month. And, Don, that's a great piece of information you handed out to my people right there, to our listeners. So I want to give your website again. And is that flagged on the front of the website? It's iwantagreathomeloan.com. iwantagreathomeloan.com. Is that flagged on the very front page there so that they can see how to freeze? Okay. How to freeze
your credit. Yeah, it should be on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to go to that and freeze your credit. It doesn't take very long. Might take you, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the most.
Okay.
But it'll stop anybody from opening up new accounts. And if you're in the Midwest, I mean, you really just need to do this. Don't even think about it. Just do it. Because it'll protect you from other people opening accounts after the Equifax hack. Now, if you're out in the, like, I know you have, the show is broadcast in Arizona and places like that. You've got the western side of the country. Is, I believe, TransUnion, and they weren't hacked, but either way, I mean, the information's out there. It's just a good bit of insurance.
I have family in Kansas that did not get hacked. They checked into that, and they did not get hacked, but when we did the check, yes, and I guess that's because of what you said. It's Equifax is who is the does that here in the mid-Missouri area, so we need to take precautions, as do everyone else in this particular listening area. And it doesn't hurt to check other places either, just in case. So you need to check it out. And even if you're not with Equifax, go ahead and freeze your credit line, right?
Absolutely. Freeze your credit with all three bureaus. And it also, I'll give you another little bit of, a little tidbit of information, is one of the biggest culprits of identity theft is minors. Your children.
Mm.
People get their social. Remember back in the day, we didn't have to have a social security card until we had a job. Well, now the government has gotten their fingers on everybody, and they want to keep tabs. So they've got everybody getting social cards as soon as they're born.
Yes.
Well, that's great, except for 18 years, nobody's looking at that person's credit. And they shouldn't have credit. But identity thieves get a hold of those social security numbers and use them for all sorts of things, from medical bills to opening accounts in their name. So you should actually freeze your children's credit as well
awesome.
Before they turn 18, so that you don't have to worry about when they turn 18 and you're applying for credit and they go, hey, did you know that you had all these bad debts that were from 5-10 years ago? And people are going to go, no, there's no way. But there is, if the identity thieves get a hold of it. So
okay, let's go through that. Let's go through the process again. They need to go, first of all, to your website, iwantagreathomeloan.com, and you have a link there on how to take care of that. Let's give that again, because I want the listeners to understand. I think they're questioning this.
Yeah, you go to iwantagreathomeloan.com, and then there's a link there about credit freeze. And you click on that, and it'll take you to a site where you'll be going. You're actually going to be going to the TransUnion site individually, and then the Equifax site individually, and then the Experian site individually. You have to do it individually. And the other way you can do it is you can just Google the 800 numbers for these companies and do it that way. You can do it over the phone as well. So it's not, you don't have to just do it on the computer.
Okay.
So no excuse.
So
easy way to protect yourself.
When you give it a code, you better remember that code.
Yes. Right.
You gotta remember that. Write that down. Etched in your memory. Yeah.
Put it where you're in your safe, where you keep important information. Do not lose it. It is very, very difficult. You know, on purpose it's very difficult to get your credit thawed, because that's the whole purpose. It's gotta be secure.
Okay.
And you want it to be secure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That is great information for my listeners. I appreciate that very much. I want a great homeloan.com and learn how to get in there and freeze your credit freeze, so that if you one of those that's been hacked or will be, you don't know, get it taken care of now, as well as your children. Get it taken care of.
Yeah, it's like carrying a gun. I mean, you don't know you're going to need it until you need it, and if you haven't done it, don't have it, then you're out of luck.
Kind of, wait.
Freeze it.
When you're getting... They usually aren't going to wait for you to run and go out and buy a gun when they're robbing you.
No. And if anybody knew when they were going to be hacked, then they would freeze their credit the day before. So today's the day before, and get that done. And if you're looking for information about lending, I mean, there's just a ton. I used to be a teacher, so there's training videos on there, all sorts of different ones.
I was impressed with your website. I was. iwantagreathomeloan.com. And he does give other information there, just like this credit freeze, to help you out. So you got a friend in Don Carriker. It's not just a business. He's a friend. He wants what's best for you. He's very involved. I hate to say very involved in politics, but he's very involved in trying to clear out the bureaucracy, is what we're trying to do in this crazy world that we live in here in this nation these days, that we've kind of been overseased with bureaucracy. And so we need to look to others, and we need to do that ourselves to get involved. And appreciate that, Don.
Yeah, thank you. I am the vice president of the Missouri Republican Assembly, Missouri State one. There's ones in every state. And I'm involved politically, but I'm not. I don't run. I only ran for office once, and that was for a school board member, and got 10% of the vote because I had the word conservative on my signs. So I guess that was probably a bad thing to do. If I was a politician, I would have known better.
You know, I remember I heard someone say, we're getting close to out of time here again. I heard someone say they watched 60 Minutes, and Oprah and a panel were on 60 Minutes and said, you can't talk to your friends anymore because everybody gets mad and you get mad, whatever, you know, over politics. But I remember a day where my dad saying, if you were in business, you didn't announce your politics. You kept it quiet. And, you know, so I really don't think that part's really new. It's just that people talk a lot more today.
I honestly think that's I would dare say that a liberal is a person who started that saying, don't talk politics, religion, or money. And the reason why is you don't want to hear other people's opinions. And I, quite honestly, our forefathers talked a lot about religion, politics, and money.
Wouldn't you have
and
loved
that's how our nation got started?
Wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the pub there where they met?
Amen. Yes. And so I'm a firm believer of, and I don't just, you know, I advertise conservatively. I don't advertise to, you know, I don't go on radio stations that, you know, are just crazy liberals and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to give them my money, which brings me to another point, is if you're doing business with people, then you want to know what their politics are, because quite honestly, I don't want to give my money to anybody that's going against me and our country.
Well, and they
so
say
I'm,
to
I'm very...
support those that are in the industry that helps you, and I think that's a good way to look at that. We're out of time. You can hear the music. The guitar is picking us all the way home. Dawn, thank you so much for being a part of us today. We'll see you in a few weeks, okay?
Thank you, Beth, and you have a great weekend.
You too. You know, folks, we talked about some awful heavy things today, and I really love this nation. And you know what? I really love those that disagree with me. And the only way for us to have liberty is to stand together and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.